Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Prince Lindworm. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Norway. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. There was once a king and a queen who really wanted a baby. They asked lots of people for help, from doctors to wizards, but no one could help them. Soon, there was only one person left to ask, the magic woman of the dark forest. So, the queen went into the dark forest to find her. The magic woman smiled, gave the queen an onion, and said,
"Take this home, peel it, and eat it as the clock strikes six. If you can't eat it at 6 o'clock today, don't worry, you can eat it at 6 o'clock tomorrow."
By the time the queen got home, the clock was already striking six. She didn't want to wait for tomorrow, so she quickly ate the onion.
Did you spot her mistake? The magic still seemed to work, though, and not long after, the queen had a little baby prince. But there was something wrong with him. He looked like a giant worm with long, thin arms. A kind of monster called a Lindworm. No one wanted to go near Prince Lindworm. This meant he never got any hugs, which made him very sad. The king and queen still loved him because he was their son, but even they couldn't bear to hug him. Years later, on the prince's 16th birthday, the law said that the prince had to marry. But no one wanted to marry Prince Lindworm. So the king and queen said they would give lots of money to the family of any girl who married Prince Lindworm. Some greedy parents brought their daughters to the castle, and Prince Lindworm chose a tall girl. Lots of people came to watch the wedding. A priest made the prince and tall girl promise to love each other very much. The girl was given a crown to wear to show she was now a princess. Then they had a huge party with lots of food, fizzy pop, and party games. When it was time for bed, Prince Lindworm took the new princess to their bedroom and said,
"Now you are my wife. You have to hug me."
But when Prince Lindworm touched the new princess, she suddenly burst into tears. Then her skin turned really smelly. And before anyone could stop her, she ran straight out of the bedroom, out of the castle, out of the city, and out of this story. To find out what becomes of the icky Prince Lindworm, make sure you've subscribed to our podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the Lindworm's tale with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So... cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!